welcome everybody to another Junior Dodgers broadcast. My name is Truman Koch. I'm coming to you live from Dodger Stadium, along with my broadcast partners, Ben Jaffe and Jonah Kildman. Today, the Dodgers take on the Philadelphia Phillies. The Dodgers are one game over 500 and three games back in the NL West. The Phillies are at 500 and four games back in the NL East. Starting for the Dodgers is Hyunjin Ryu, who is 0-4 with a 4.64 ERA. Nick Pivetta will make the start for the Phillies. The 24-year-old is making his Major League debut. Now it is time for the keys to the game. Here's Jonah with the keys to the game for the Phillies.
Here are the Phillies' keys to the game. Number one, play good defense. The Phillies have the second best fielding percentage in the National League. All right, and another good, starting with Nick Pivetta, is the fourth Phillies to make his debut this season. Last time out in the AAA, he threw six innings, giving up one run with 11 strikes out. In the bullpen, don't give up the lead like they did last night with the three back-to-back home runs.
Thanks, Jonah. Here's Ben with the Dodgers' keys of the game.
Here are the Dodgers' keys to the game. Number one, Hyunjin Ryu, throw hard. Ryu needs to bring the velocity to get the Phillies out. Two, bring it, Bellinger. After hitting two homers yesterday, the rookie should bring that hot hitting into today's game. Number three, step up the middle. The Dodgers are giving their normal middle infielders the day off. PJ and Chris Taylor need to step it up.
Thanks, Ben. We'll be right back with the lineup, defenses, and first pitch on the Junior Dodgers broadcast radio. Corner. The count is now 1-0. And
second pitch. A liner in right field, please, going back, back. Oh, and it bounces off his glove. He's going to third, and he slide into third with a lead-off triple with no out for Hernandez.
Oh, that should have been caught. I mean, Puig was right there. It just bounced off his glove.
Looks like the sun might have had a little effect on that. The Phillies now have a runner on third with Freddy Galvis, the shortstop, up, trying to get something going. He has 12 RBIs, 3 home runs, and a batting average of .268. The pitch. Outside fastball. Ball is now 1-0.
Freddy Galvis is on an 11-game hitting streak. That's a career high for him.
Second pitch. Got him on a low off-speed. The count is now 1-1. And that makes it a 12-game hitting streak for him. As Freddy Galvis got another RBI. Here comes up Daniel Nava, who has 8 RBIs, 2 home runs, and a batting average of .355. The best on the team for the Phillies. Score is now 1-0 Phillies. A good start for them. They're trying to come back from last night's comeback. First pitch. Outside. Count is 1-0.
Gonzalez is holding him on at first, making sure he's not going or stealing any bases. He's very tight on him.
Right, the count is now 1-1 with a runner on first base and number 7, Michael Franco on deck. A liner to the right field. It is foul. The count is now 1-2. Goes back to first, but he is safe. Trying to get the runner back to first to decrease the lead. The count is 1-2 with the runner on first base in the top of the first.
We still have Gonzalez holding Galvis really tight on first.
High fastball. Takes it. The count is now 2-2 with no outs. Mm-hmm.
low outside fastball. Count is now 3-2. Hyun-jin Ryu made his last start on April 24th against the San Francisco Giants, allowing just one run on 5 hits in 6 innings, recording his fourth loss of the season in the Dodgers' 2-1 defeat. 3-2. A walk as the bases, as now there's a runner on second and first with Franco coming up to bat. Hyun-jin Ryu's victory today would be his first since August 31st, 2014, as he had a bad injury. On this date in 1920, the Dodgers and Boston Braves played 26 innings, which is the longest game in Major League history, and it ended in a tie, 1-1. Small off-speed inside corner, 69 miles per hour. His count is now 0-1. With runners on second and first and no out.
Ryu still has yet to retire his batter this inning.
High fastball, 87 miles per hour. The count is now 0-2 as Franco is trying to get his 22nd RBI of the season so far. He has 4 home runs and a batting average of .224. The pitch, low and outside, ball. Count is now 1-2. Hyun-jin Ryu, in his 28th career season MLB victory, is tied for the third most by a Korean-born pitcher. He has a 28-10 record with a 3.36 ERA. The
Phillies have runners on first and second. Now that first and Galvis at second.
The count is now 2-2. Pitch comes swing and a miss inside corner. Hyun-jin Ryu's first strikeout of his appearance today.
That's also the first out of this game in the first inning.
Grandal is giving some signals to the infield.
Grandal is probably giving no signs to warn the infield of the batter and where they're supposed to play and expect the ball to come. Up to bat now is number 23, Aaron Alter. As the first pitch, this strike, 0-1. He has a batting average of .317, 2 home runs, and 6 RBIs.
Alter's batting average is the second highest in the lineup today. Oh, no, third. Third highest. Yep.
He looks back at the runner as the runner goes back and Hyun-jin Ryu stepped off the mound.
Ryu has already thrown 17 pitches today.
The Phillies have the early 1-0 lead.
Pitch comes. A pop up to right field. Pleak charging in and caught it as the runners go back to their bases. It is now second and first with 2 outs in the top of the first.
Pleak looked pretty confident after that catch because right in the beginning, first batter, he dropped the ball, which got the runners on to third. And what I just talked about, that shows it's a lot easier to catch a ball when you're running into it than going backwards towards the back wall.
Hinjin Ryu last time faced the Phillies on April 22nd, 2014, allowing 2 runs on 9 hits in 6 innings.
Grand
not
Dodge.
Factoring in the decision of in the Dodgers 3-2 defeat. Struck out 3 against 2 walks on 106 pitches. A strike is now 0-1 to Michael Saunders, the right fielder number 5, who has 8 RBIs and 1 home run with a 257 batting average. Outside, low and outside, the count is now 1-1 on that 86 mile per hour pitch. Foul back to the back net. Now 1-2 with 2 outs and runners on second and first.
2 outs, 2 runners, someone on first and second.
Hinjin Ryu really wants the Dodgers to get out of this inning and start hitting. Out low and outside. The count is now 2-2. Both balls were low and outside.
I think the Dodger team is really interested to see Nick Pavetta's debut and see how he does against them.
Hinjin Ryu signed with the Los Angeles Dodgers on December 12, 2012. Outside. Fastball fouled to the catcher as Grandal did not catch it. The count is 2-2. Runners on second and first and 2 outs.
Ryu already has 23 pitches in 1 inning.
Andrew Tolles has a batting average of .224, 4 home runs, and 10 RBIs.
A pop-up to left field.
Rango, then shortstop Freddie Galvis, Cesar Hernandez at second, Tommy Joseph at first base, and catching we have Cameron Rupp, and then his major league debut, Nick Pivetta, who just let up a ground out double.
Inside pitch to Cody Bellinger. The count is now 1-0 with a runner on second and no out. Cody had a great night last night, and he had 2 home runs. Second pitch is a strike outside corner. The count is now 1-1.
Something to add, both of Bellinger's home runs last night were solo home runs.
Third pitch. Outside corner again. Strike. It's now 1-2.
Bellinger is batting .571 versus the Phillies.
He has a batting average of .294.
Tolles is at second base, so they really want
Bellinger
to
with a ground.
The .388 average, which is the highest on the team. Even if he was out at first, which he wasn't, it would have been still good because that would have brought Tolles to third either way, and there's still no out.
So here's Justin Turner with 11 RBIs, 1 home run, a low pitch. The count is now 1-0 with no outs and runners on third and first. Justin Turner versus the Phillies is batting .800 with 1 home run and 4 hits and 3 RBIs.
On the season, he's batting .388 with 1 home run and 11 RBIs.
And that home run was a part of the 3 back-to-back-to-back home runs, and it was his first home run of the season.
They throw it back to first, trying to pick him off. Count is 1-0. Turner's looking for his 12th RBI. Check swing did not go. Outside pitch. The count is now 2-0. The count that Turner is looking for to get his RBI. Adrian Gonzalez, number 23, is on deck. Pitch inside as he swung and missed. The count is 2-1 with runners on third and first.
Pivetta has thrown 9 pitches, 5 strikes, and 4 balls.
Pitch fouled off to the right side.
Especially want to win today because if they win today, it'll be their first sweep, a 3-game sweep of the season.
Justin Turner has slugged his 4th career pinch hit home run and his first long ball of the season in last night's game. Another foul ball to the right side, which makes the count 2-2.
Justin Turner has gone 8 for 18 with runners in scoring position this year and has a 326 career batting average with runners in scoring position. Let's see if he can add on to that batting average to try to get another RBI. The pitch. Inside pitch again as he fouled it off to the right side. The count is still 2-2 with no out.
Again on that sweep. If they do sweep, then that'll be the first time they swept the Phillies since a four-game sweep over the fines from June 4th to 7th, 2012 at Citizens Bank Park.
Justin Turner fouled another one back. And he's now 2-2 as he is battling off Nick Pavetta.
Just looking for contact into the outfield to get Torres home.
The count is still 2-2. Cody Bellinger at first as they throw back to try to pick him off. But he is safe.
The last time the Dodgers swept the Phillies in Los Angeles was August 11th. To 14th in 2008.
Justin Turner hit a line drive to the left side. It scores Andrew Cole from third, but keeps Bellinger at second. There's now runners on second and fourth. As the score is now 1-1 with Adrian Gonzalez now up with no out. And Turner continues his hitting streak to 16 games. Turner just increased Nick Pavetta's ERA to now one run on his major league debut. He has an infinite ERA record. Now is Adrian Gonzalez. As he drove in the winning run in last night's contest with a two-out RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning.
We now have Turner at first and Bellinger at second.
He has reached base safely in 21 of 25 games. Check swings, foul ball back as the count is now 0-2. No out.
Adrian is batting 259 with 10 RBIs and 21 hits.
He currently sits sixth among active RBI leaders. Pitch. As he fouls it off high to the left side, the count is still 0-2 with no out. Bottom of the first. As it gets him on a slow off speed on the outside corner.
Gonzalez has reached base safely in 21 of 25 games to open its 2017 season.
Up now is number 66, Yasiel Puig, who got the great comeback last night started with a left field blast. Trying to get the RBI to score Bellinger anything to the outfield on the right side or the center field. Outside as he takes it for the first ball of the at-bat. The count is now 1-0.
Puig is tied for 12th in the National League with 13 walks and has 13 walks against 16 strikeouts.
Shortstop. As the shortstop goes to the second baseman at second, and then he fires the first for the double play to end the inning. Let's
take a break with going into the top of the second as the score is now 1-1.
Hyunjin Ryu has 24 pitches, so he probably wants to make this inning a lot
inside
quicker.
Inside strike on a curveball, 69 miles an hour pitch. Ground ball is second baseman. Gone out at first.
Those are the quick outs that Hyunjin Ryu wants.
Catcher Cameron Rupp is stepping into the box, awaiting the pitch.
Rupp has a .180 average.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball. 88 miles an hour. The count is 0-1 with one out in the top of the second. Swing and miss again. Add another fastball at 80 miles an hour.
Ryu's ERA at 4.76 is considered pretty high compared to the other Dodgers on the team.
Ryu has also already thrown 28 pitches.
In camp.
Ground ball for Turner at third. He out at first.
That pitch went straight to Turner. He knew exactly what to do to it. He picked up the ball and threw it as hard as he could straight to Gonzalez and got him out right at that moment.
A weak ground ball to third base that caused him to come in charge.
This is Nick Pivetta's first time ever major league batting.
taken fastball at 80 miles an hour, 88 miles an hour, on the plate, away. A ball outside, curveball, 79 miles an hour. The count is 1-1 with two outs. Chuck swing, and he did go around at a curveball.
That gives Ryu 32 pitches this game. Ryu would love to finish this 1-2-3 inning.
Ball inside, curveball. Count is 2-2, two outs in the top of the second. Foul back and foul back to the right side, and a person wearing a Kershaw jersey has the ball. Second inning. The score is 1-1. This is Mike Vandal coming up. The pitch fouled off to the left side. Grandal is just looking for contact and a base hit to get us started off in the bottom of the second.
Grandal is an average of 194 with three home runs.
Ground ball to the second baseman Hernandez, and he's out. Yeah, pretty deep. He was positioned pretty deep. Short right field, but that ball was hit a little bit to his left. So he was able to knock it down and get Grandal out at first.
Here's Chris Taylor, number three. He's hitting 304 with one home run and four RBIs. And one out.
High fastball. Taken. Foul back to the right side.
Taylor has appeared at second base, third base, and shortstop in his MLB career.
The count is 1-1 with one out. Another foul ball to the right side.
Taylor hit the first pinch hit homer of his career on April 21st at Arizona.
He's batting 333 with the bases empty in 2017.
Taylor's home run distance was 403 feet.
Taken for a ball. Whoa. That was a fastball.
Kike in 9 home games this season has hit 261, 6 for 23 with 5 home runs, 4 doubles, a triple, a home
taken
run.
Taken fastball. Whoa. Rolling away, taken for a ball. The count is 3-1 with one out. On deck serve for number 99, Hyunjin Ryu.
And then the top of the order.
Taken for a strike, fastball. The count is 3-2.
This year, the defensive positions Hernandez has played is center field, left field, shortstop, and third base, and right field. He's played 6 different positions in the majors.
Right center field, high. On the warning track, going. A stand-up double for Kike Hernandez.
Up now is number 99, Hyunjin Ryu. Let's see if he will bunt to move the runner over, or if he will swing and try to
starting to take his practice swings on the on-deck circle, number 60, Andrew Cole. The manager is coming out and they have a huddle going on the mound.
That ball went straight to right field. It kind of bounced around a little tough to get a hold of.
Hyunjin Ryu has an average of 167 with 0 home runs and 0 RBI.
Taken, fastball outside for a ball. So far, middle infield is going to be a double and a home run. That was on the right, he's looking in, and our middle infielders have to step up. taken for another ball outside. Fastball.
Ryu has a .179 average, but for a pitcher, it's not bad.
He has 20 hits in his career and 7 RBIs. Let's see if he can get 8 RBIs.
Taken for another ball for a strike. Well, that was a fastball. The count is 2-1 with one out.
And T.K. Hernandez on second.
Run away. Almost a pass ball. Fastball. Count is now 3-1 with one out and T.K. Hernandez still on second.
Ryu has only had one hit this entire season.
That was a walk on a fastball low and away.
We have Ryu at first and Hernandez at second.
Now coming up to the plate, our center fielder, number 50, Andrew Cole. Let's see what he can do here. With two on, one out, in the bottom of the second.
Andrew Tolles has a 2.35 ERA.
Andrew Tolles has hit 4 home runs, has 10 RBIs, and 16 hits this season.
The first pitch was a breaking ball inside for ball one.
Swing and a miss. At a fastball, roll away. The count is now 1-1 with one out here in the bottom of the second inning.
Andrew Tolles has slugged his fourth home run of the season in last night. Going back to second.
On 39 pitches in this game so far.
The pass ball changes Tolles' approach at the plate.
86 miles and a fastball outside moves the count to 2-1.
Any hit deep can score Kike with only one out. Kike could tag up from third, anything on the right side or center field.
Tolles just looking for contact in the outfield to score Kike. Foul off to the left side.
The count is now 2-2 with one out, with Hyunjin Ryu on first and Kike Hernandez on third.
Side.
The first baseman, Tommy Joseph, was trying to keep that fair so he could throw to second and potentially get a double play to end the inning.
The count 2-2. Fastball.
The first Phillies keys to the game was to play good defense because they have the second best fielding percentage, but it doesn't show that they're doing too good with runners on first and second. First and third, and they threw the second baseman and it went right past him to get that.
last night.
He has 2 home runs, 2 RBIs, and 6 hits on the season. And
swing and a miss at a fastball outside.
With runners in scoring position, he is hitting 667 with 2 hits in 3 at-bats.
Bellinger has the same average.
He just took a pitch. Fastball outside and low.
Bellinger has the same average as number 3, Taylor, .333. Sunshine Game from the Brady Bunch. And here at Dodger Stadium, it is a really sunshine day. Some hot fans, but some others in the shade.
Hyun-Jin Ryu has a 28-10 record and a 3.36 ERA and a 61 career regular season starts.
And the pitch?
And that's a strike. Pretty low, but it was 69 miles per hour.
Hernandez is batting .333 this season.
The pitch? Foul to lift.
Hernandez is batting .304 with .196, my bad, with 2 strikes on him this year. He has 9 hits and an on-base percentage of .521.
0-2.
Upstairs to ball. Count is now 1-2.
Hernandez has hit 4 home runs this season.
4 home runs and 10 RBIs. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. That's Ryu's fourth strikeout.
Hingin has thrown 39 pitches this game so far.
And Ryu's 40th pitch is a ball, 1-0.
Craig Alvarez is batting 277 with 3 home runs, 13 RBIs, and 23 hits this season.
And the pitch? Ball, 2-0.
In 2 career starts against Philadelphia, Hingin Ryu has gotten 0-0 with a 2.77 ERA. And has struck out 9 against 5 walks.
Strike. 2-1 for Ryu.
Ryu has pitched 23.2 innings this season with a 4.56 ERA.
And the pitch? Ball.
Low outside corner.
That was only 70 miles per hour. And the pitch.
Deep automobile high
to left field and caught by Bellinger.
Up now is number 25, Daniel Nava, the left fielder, who has 8 RBIs, 2 home runs, and a batting average of .355.
There's 2 outs. The pitch. Down low, ball, 1-0.
Hingin Ryu's trying to get out of this inning as another 1-2-3 so he can get more of a lead on offense.
In the on-deck circle is their third baseman.
Pitch. Up in the corner, 2-0. 69 miles per hour.
On deck is number 7, Franco, who has a batting average of .221.
Nava's batting .313 in this season with the bases empty.
That almost hit the dirt really low, 3-0 ball.
Ryu needs to get a strike here to at least get one strike in this count. He doesn't want to walk Nava here.
Pitch. Ball's 4.
As he
really
walks
and he walks in 1.
Grandal's coming out to talk with Ryu.
Up now is number 7, Michael Franco, who has 21 RBIs, 4 home runs, and a batting average of .224.
Two outs, Ryu has 48 pitches and a man on first. Top of the third.
On deck is number 23, Aaron Alto.
The first pitch for the batter, swing and a miss. 0-1.
The infield is shifting towards the third base side because Franco is a pull hitter, and they want to get the fast out to end the inning.
Chris Taylor, the second baseman, is playing up the middle. Hyunjin Ryu throws it back to first.
This next pitch will be Ryu's 50th pitch of the game, which is super high. It's a really high number for the third inning. Pitch, swing and a miss again. That one wasn't as big of a pitch, but it's 0-2 with two outs.
And a runner on first base.
Foul ball to right field. 0-2.
Kershaw leads the Dodgers with 4 wins this season.
And the pitch, into the dirt, 1-2, 81 miles per hour.
Franco is batting 400 with runners on base. He has 6 hits and 7 RBIs.
Hyunjin Ryu became the fourth South Korean-born Dodger and first native Korean pitcher to start a postseason game on October 6th against the Braves in Game 3.
And the pitch, once again, another ball into the dirt. 2-2.
A strike here gets him out of the inning. Let's see what Ryu can do here on this pitch.
In the pitch, far to the left, and that's a ball, 1-0. Pivetta has thrown 47 pitches, and Ryu has thrown 54. And the pitch inside towards Turner, and it's 2-0.
This season, Turner is batting 395 with one home run and 12 RBIs.
And the pitch, straight down, it's a strike, 2-1.
Turner's batting 80.83 versus the Phillies.
Justin Turner, and the pitch, once again, strike, 2-2, 95 miles per hour.
Since joining the Dodgers in 2014, Justin Turner ranks among NL leaders in batting average, on base percentage, and slugging.
That last strike was Pivetta's 50th pitch. And the pitch, foul, really high to right field.
Justin Turner is batting 448 in day games.
The count is 2-2 in the bottom of the third inning.
No out. Pivetta throws. Down to the left corner, 3-2, full count. Does 96 miles per hour. Grounder to the left, and Turner's out at first. That was a nice throw by Franco across the diamond.
That was a hard hit ball right at Franco.
Here's number 23, Adrian Gonzalez. He is hitting 256 with 10 RBIs.
And the pitch? That was down low, 87 miles per hour. Ball, 1-0.
Surprisingly, this season, Adrian has not hit a home run.
Pivetta and Ryu now have the same amount of pitches in the game, 54.
Adrian Gonzalez has had his best years on the Boston Red Sox. Ground ball up the middle for a single to start it off with the Dodgers. Up now is number 56, Yasiel Puig.
One out. Yasiel blasted his fifth home run of the season in last night's contest, tying for the team lead in long balls with Corey Seager. It was his first home run since April 15th versus Arizona. And the pitch. Down low. And it's 1-0.
Please, I am 244 with 13 RBIs.
In 22 career games, he has posted a 337 average.
Strike, 1-1.
This season, with runners on base, Puig is batting 250 with three home runs.
He is tied for fifth among NL outfielders with 36 assists.
Swing, and to the left field foul.
Ground ball. Nearly was foul from the line.
They can't reach out and grab that one right off the field.
One and two. And the pitch. Up high. Ball. 2-2.
Good take for Puig, as he likes to launch those high ones deep, like last night.
And Pivetta's 60th pitch. Swing and a miss on Puig. Strikeout. two outs in the bottom of the third. Yasmani Grandal out, number 9.
Coming up after him is Chris Taylor, who hit a home run back in the second inning. Grandal is batting 191 on the season with 3 home runs and 7 RBIs.
And the pitch? Pop fly to foul the left field.
Foul back.
Grandal is hitting 191 as a catcher. Swing did go. Count is now 0-2 with 2 outs, with Adrian Gonzalez on first. Yasmani Grandal has thrown out 6 base stealers and has reached base safely in 12 of his last 14 games against the Phillies in September 28th. And the throw? Upstairs, 1-2.
This season, most right-handed pitchers, Grandal is batting 222 with 2 home runs.
Pivetta wants one more strike to end the inning with 63 pitches. Take off to first, try to get Gonzalez out, but he's safe. Yasmani is in his third year with the Dodgers organization and 6th big league season after a career season in 2016, where he hit an MLB leading 27 home runs and had career best.
Grandal hits the ball to left field. Ground out double.
The ground rule double. That is the second ground rule double of the game.
Up now is number 3, Chris Taylor, as he had a great first home run. The ball was too much over the plate as he belted it to deep right center. Deep left center. That play brings Gonzalez to third with Grandal on second.
Taylor's batting 333 with 2 home runs this season.
Ball outside. Count is now 1-0 with 2 up.
Pivetta has thrown 65 pitches, 41 strikes, and 24 balls this game.
Chris Taylor has gone 7-for-23 after being called from Triple A. 2-0. Catcher Cameron Rump is going out to Nick Pivetta to try to get out of this inning with no runs.
Chris Taylor has a 385 on base percentage and 8 hits this season.
In the pitch. Ball. Outside again.
The count moves to 3-0 now. Let's see what Taylor can do here.
With Kike Hernandez, number 14, on deck if this Taylor walks.
Taylor's probably looking for a fastball here on 3-0.
The pitch. Foul tips it back. 3-1. Hit home run of his career on April 21st at Arizona against the Diamondbacks.
Swing and a miss. 3-2. Full count.
Outside off speed got him with a lazy swing.
Let's see what Pivetta's 70th pitch will be.
the 70th pitch is strikeout. The Dodgers missed their opportunity of getting another run with a backwards K. 2-1, we'll see you after the break. First pitch. Slow outside. Takes it for a ball. It is now 1-0.
Altuve running 167 versus the Dodgers with 5 hits, 3 RBIs, and 12 strikeouts.
Those were inside fastball as he takes it again for 2 balls and no strikes.
Ryu has 56 pitches, 32 strikes, and 24 balls in the game.
This season, Altuve is batting .310 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs.
Deep pop-up, Chris Taylor says he's got it up the middle, and routine fly ball for the first out of the inning. So here comes up big Michael Saunders, the right fielder, number 5, who has 8 RBIs, 1 home run, and a batting average of .257.
First baseman number 19, Tommy Joseph, is on deck.
Michael Saunders, in his career with bases empty, is .270. First pitch inside corner, strike 1. Jin Wu has 58 pitches, 34 strikes, and 24 balls. A ball. It is now 1-1 with 1 out. Jin Wu trying to get another quick inning. Third pitch. Outside, the batter did not go. The count is 2-1.
It looks like both pitchers on both teams, pretty much the faster their pitch gets, the less accurate they are.
Fourth pitch. Outside,
laid off. It is 3-1. Hyunjin Ryu has been getting behind in the count. Let's see if he will change that to the next batter. Outside is now called a strike. It is 3-2 with one out. Is now up.
It looks like Ryu was getting a little tired with over 60 pitches in just his fourth inning, but he came back and made the strikeout. Two out.
Joseph is batting 188 this season with one home run and seven RBIs.
First pitch of that bat. Outside corner, first strike, one. Hyunjin Ryu is trying to get ahead of the batter. Randall has been doing well with framing the pitches. Randall setting up inside. Way inside. The count is 1-1 with two outs. 90 miles per hour fastball.
It's pretty fast run.
In 2017, with the bases empty, Tommy is batting 156 with five hits.
Swing and a miss. Low off speed as the count is now 1-2 with two outs.
Again, because Ryu has so many pitchers, just like the other pitcher on the Phillies, he wants to end this inning. One more strike.
Blue waiting for his sign, winds up. Outside as Tommy Joseph fouls it off to deep right field. As the count is still 1-2. As the Phillies have only had two hits in this game, they're trying to add on to get ahead of the seven hits for the Dodgers to win the game.
Ryu is hoping to get out of this inning on this pitch.
1-2 as he winds up. Low as Randall tags him for drop third as extent as Hyunjin Ryu gets another strikeout. Let's take a break. The score is 2-1 going into the bottom of the fourth inning. number 14, as he died it in the World Classic with Puerto Rico. He's hitting 233. First pitch outside, corner strike, as Nick Pivetta now has 71 pitches. Second, deep to left, it looks like, nope, a high fastball. Shortstop's got it in short left field for the first out of the inning. Here's number 99, Hyun Jin Woo. The pitcher was only allowed one run so far. On deck is number 60, Andrew Toles. Hyun Jin Woo in his career is hitting 179 with 20 hits. First pitch outside. It is now 1-0 with one out.
This season, Ryu has one hit and a 167 batting average.
Second pitch, low and inside as he takes it. 2-0 as he is looking for his second walk of the day. The third pitch, as he backs away, not trying to hit it, is now 2-1 with one out. Pitch swing and a miss as he pulls his whole body out. It is now 2-2 with one out.
Pivetta has done 76 pitches in only four innings.
Swing and a foul ball back to the back net as the count is still 2-2 with one out. Outside pitch ball as he takes it. The count is now 1-0 with one out and Hyun Jin Woo on first.
Toles has hit four home runs. His latest one came in last night's game.
Ground ball to the first baseman. Touches first. Throws it up to second and tags Hyun Jin Woo. Great double play to end the bottom of the fourth. Let's take a break. The score is still 2-1 going into the fifth inning with the Philadelphia Phillies coming up at bat.
Hyunjin Ryu taking time.
The first pitch he at bat is a off-speed pitch away.
In this season, Cameron Rupp has hit 176 with one home run, three RBIs, and nine hits. Hyunjin Ryu has now thrown 25.1 innings.
A ground rule double.
As he pulled it down the left field line. That was Ryu's 70th pitch.
Third ground rule double of the game.
Up now is number 43, the pitcher Nick Pivetta. The Dodgers are keeping Hyunjin Ryu in the game as they probably want another inning out of him. Pivetta shows bunt.
A bunt foul. For the first pitch of the at-bat. That was a fastball.
Corners are in, getting ready for the bunt. Pivetta has absolutely no hits.
The infield is coming and talking with Ryu as they are heading back to their positions now. This is Nick Pivetta's first game in the majors. Showing bunt.
Goes back to second and he passes
out. Randall, right after he hits it, nails left at second on an amazing throw.
That was his second attempt bunt. It was a great throw across the diamond from Grandal. As Kike was there waiting for the throw, as it was obviously a designed play. Off-speed.
Off-speed away. The count is now 2-1 with one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Ryu is getting the sign from Grandal. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
With no runners on now, Nick is obviously looking for a base hit now to get something started for the top of the line.
Third strike.
Ryu now has 8 strikeouts this game, and that was his 75th pitch.
Top of the lineup, Cesar Hernandez is coming up to bat with Freddy Galvez on deck.
Cesar Hernandez is hitting .333 with 4 home runs, 10 RBIs, and 31 hits.
The switch hitter is batting from the right side. First pitch, taken for a ball inside.
90 mile per hour pitch.
Weak foul ball down the third baseline. Strike one. Count is 1-1 with 2 outs here in the top of the fifth inning.
2 more strikes and Ryu could end this inning for the Phillies batting.
Swing and a miss. Foul tip into
Grandal's glove for strike two.
He's going for the ninth strike out of the game. The count is now 1-2 with two outs. As Hyunjin Ryu is trying to get out of this inning to add more runs.
The pitch. Foul back to the right side.
We have Galvis on deck, number 13.
Ground ball right to Kike Hernandez at short, and they get him at first.
That ends the inning.
Let's take a break. Going into the bottom of the fifth, the score is 2-1. Dodgers are winning. Cody Bellinger. First pitch, high in the way for a ball that appears to be an off-speed pitch at 74 miles an hour.
That's Nick Pavetta's 81st pitch. Bellinger has an interesting stance when he's batting with good posture, but turns to be working out pretty well with two home runs last night.
His strike 1-1 as the next pitch.
Pitch. Inside fastball, that is the second ball. 2-1 the count.
Bellinger's average is 316.316.
Line drive into center field, but right at Altair for the first out of the inning. That came off the bat at 100 miles an hour.
Adrian Gonzalez, number 22, is on deck.
The pitch. Line! Off the wall! Turner going to second, and it's easy to stand up double off the wall for second and Turner.
Number 23, Adrian Gonzalez up the bat.
Let's see what Adrian can do here with a runner in scoring position.
The outfield on deck.
On that amazing hit by Turner. Let's see what Adrian can do now.
average of 265 with 0 home runs and 10 RBIs.
The first pitch of the AB, taken fastball for a strike.
Adrian Gonzalez leads the majors with 1,770 games played since 2006.
Warming up is Gomez, the right-handed pitcher for the Phillies.
Center field caught by Altair for the second out of the inning.
Up now is number 66, Yadiel Puig. As he started the insane rally last night here at Dodger Stadium. If we can get on base, then after him would be Yasmani Grandal.
The first pitch taken for a strike.
Puig is tied for fifth among National League outfielders with 36 assists since the start of the 2013 season.
Swing and a big cut at that one, but missed for the second strike of the inning.
Pivetta is looking at one more strike to end this inning with 87 pitches.
Puig is batting 241 with 5 home runs this season.
And 13 RBIs and 21 hits.
Pivetta steps off the mound.
Pivetta has now thrown 89 pitches in his major league debut.
His 90th pitch is a fastball low and away for a ball.
1-2.
The count now moves to 1-2 with 2 outs.
And Justin Turner on second base. A single would score.
Looking, strike 3 at a fastball. A little bit inside. That will do it for the bottom of the 5th inning.
With three scoreless innings.
Ryu has 80 pitches.
which is a lot of pitches, especially for just going into the sixth inning now.
He's thrown 48 balls and 32 balls and 48 strikes this game.
And the pitch. And that's a ball. 1-0.
Freddie Galvez is batting 500 this season on the first pitch.
Galvez getting ready, and the pitch. And it's low, 2-0.
Galvez is hitting 274 with 3 home runs, 13 RBIs, and 23 hits.
And the outside, and that's another ball, 3-0.
Ryu has started off most of his batters behind in the count. He has done it, he's doing it again this at bat. Let's see if he can change that against Nava in the next AB.
Strike. 3-1.
A smart take by number 13, Freddie Galvez.
The pitch. Perfect pitch down, and that's a strike. Full count. That was his 85th pitch. Before when it was 3-0, it looked like he was getting a little tired, but he came back with 2 strikes in a row. He has 50 strikes this game, 35 balls, and 85 pitches in all. And the pitch, foul back to right field, caught by a fan. Full count, getting ready for his 87th pitch. Galvez still at the plate.
On deck is number 25, Daniel Nava.
Once again, fouled back to the exact same place. Two in a row, still full count. Ryu starts his windup, throws.
If it was a little bit more right, it would have gone over the fence, out of Bellinger's reach. Freddie Galvez with 2 strikes is hitting 214 with 9 hits and on base percentage of 471.
And the pitch. Walk.
Outside
all those
pitch.
Fouls and all those pitches, outside pitch and walk. No outs.
The Dodgers want Hyunjin Ryu to finish this inning as they have no pitchers warming up in the bullpen.
Showing confidence in Ryu. Hadn't started warming anyone up. It looks like they may start warming someone up now.
Ryu is getting ready for his 90th pitch of the game in the sixth inning. Nava almost swings, and that's a strike. 0-1.
Number 54, Sergio Romo, is warming up in the bullpen. Outside corner, bottom on the chalk. Count is now 0-2. Daniel Nava is hitting 355 with 2 home runs, 8 RBIs, and 11 hits. And has 11 hits in day games.
and is hitting 324 in Dayton. Steps out of the box.
Ryu with a 4.10 ERA, 91 pitches this game. And the pitch, outside, ball, 1-2, no out.
As Freddie Galvis is on first base.
Nava has one of the highest averages on the Phillies.
For his nasty junk.
Romo throws to first to try to get Galvis out first, but Gonzalez holds up. Yeah.
the center field stand, fell back. 0-2. Two pitches in this game are two strikes. He throws a swing and a miss strike on his first batter. Three pitches and three strikes.
Sergio Romo has allowed only 21.3% of inherited runs. He scored 54 out of 253 during the course of his career. The second best mark among active relievers.
Number 23 center field Aaron Alter is up to bat.
He's hitting 302 with two home runs, six RBIs, and 13 hits.
Tying run on first base. Let's see what
two out.
Ted can do.
On the pitch, strike.
As many of his pitches so far have had lots of movement that are confusing the batters.
Looking to his fifth strike and his fifth pitch. Throws to first.
As there is a fast Freddy Galvis at first base.
In the bullpen for the Phillies, we got Jay Gomez warming up. Just another strike.
Two outs, two strikes. Sergio Romo trying to end this inning.
Ball. First ball thrown in the game by Sergio Romo. 1-2. Romo looking to save this inning. After Ryu was taken out with nine strikeouts. And the pitch, outside ball.
Barely missed the strike zone. That is, as the count is now 2-2 with two outs. On deck is number five, Michael Saunders, the right fielder, who has eight RBIs and one home run.
Romo gets ready and he throws the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. Sixth inning. Dodgers up 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Ready to bat. We'll be right back after the break.
bat, bottom of the sixth inning. Up now is number 9, Yasmani Grandal. After Grandal, we have Chris Taylor, second baseman, up on deck. And then we have the pitcher, Sergio Romo. And we have Gomez, Philly's new pitcher for this inning. Hits the ball to right field, doesn't get it. Yasmani Grandal on base. A ground ball up the middle as the second baseman is playing deep to the right. Philly's pitcher, number 46, Gomez's first pitch is a hit. Chris Taylor up. Coming into this game at a .304 batting average, which isn't too bad. Dodgers have 10 hits. Phillies have 3 hits. And Gomez winds up, throws the pitch, and it's fouled back to right field. 0-1. Chris Taylor has a .320 average this season. 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, and 8 hits.
The Phillies put in Odubel Herrera in center field.
The pitch, ball, 1-1.
Chris Taylor versus Gomez has a .750 batting average with 3 hits.
Goes to first, try to get Grandal out.
Grandal's easily there without a dive. On deck is Kike Hernandez.
Gomez throws and foul tip to the left. 1-2. Dodgers would love an insurance run, give Romo a little comfort in their defense. Dodgers have 10 hits today, but just those 2 runs.
And they have left a lot of runners on base.
Gomez throws, foul outside. He has an 8.59 ERA, Gomez. He's thrown 5 pitches and 3 strikes with him.
Gomez has an 8.59 ERA in 7.1 innings pitched.
Gomez gets ready, throws, and once again hits the ball to left field foul.
They've
had 6 left on base this game, the Dodgers. Hernandez on deck, Grandal on first. And Taylor swings, and it's a strikeout. 1-0. Swing. Gomez throws. Strike. 0-1. 1 out.
On deck is Chase Utley, number 26, which means that the Dodgers are most likely going to bring in a different relief pitcher.
Pitches, 9 strikes and 3 balls.
Hernando leading off at second. Low.
Ball. 2-2.
Kike's batting .244 with 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, and 11 hits. And his on-base percentage is .300.
Gomez's 14th pitch is ball. Full count.
Franco at third base.
Comes number 26, Chase Utley, as a pinch hitter for Sergio Romo.
runs and only one RBI. Two out. Ball. 1-0.
In Chase Utley's career pinch hitting, he has an average of .273, 5 home runs, and 24 hits.
Strike, 1-1, 2 out.
Let's see what Utley can do here with two outs and a runner in scoring position.
When Utley is pitch hitting, he has an average of .273 with 5 home runs and 24 hits.
Looking to get Grandal to third or even home. Ball. 2-1.
Utley looking for a base hit into the outfield to get Grandal to third or even maybe home to score an insurance run for the Dodgers.
Ball. Outside. Good take by Utley as he's waiting for his pitch to drive in a run. Throwing 21 pitches. And the 22nd pitch is a ball. 1-0. And another ball. 2-0. Number 60, Tolles, looking for a good hit.
Tolles is hitting .229 with 4 home runs, 10 RBIs, and 16 hits.
In his career, playing in Diggins, he's batting .283 with 1 home run and 15 hits.
But Cody Bellinger's up at bat, 1-1. It really took a lot of stress off of the bullpen. Like we said before, we got those insurance runs in. Bellinger gets on base, and Justin Turner will be up. Ball out, and it's a ball. 2-1. .45 ERA in 7 innings pitched. Michael Saunders in the batter's box. The pitch comes inside, low, 76 mile per hour off speed. The count is now 1-0 with no out. In this game, Saunders has lowered his average just .007. Not much. Second pitch, low and inside. Count is 2-0 now.
Luis Avila has pitched 7.1 innings with a 2.45 ERA.
Michael Saunders has an average of 250 with one home run and 8 RBI. Third pitch fouled off to the right field dugout.
We have Saunders looking for a leadoff hit, get some runners on base. After him is number 19, Joseph, up on deck for the Phillies.
Randall running out to Luis Avalon.
Michael Saunders this season is batting 235 with 4 hits versus left-handers.
Count is 2-1.
The pitch comes. Check swing, as he did not go. The count is now 3-1 on the low fastball. Justin Turner. Oh, and line drive right to Chris Taylor at second base to retire the first out of the inning. Justin Turner was fielding on a shift a little bit as he was playing more towards Kike Hernandez at shortstop.
19, Tommy Joseph is up to bat. He's their first baseman. But up on deck is number 29, Cameron Ruff, their catcher.
Tommy Joseph is hitting 185 with one home run, 7 RBIs, and 12 hits. First pitch, outside fastball does not get the chalk. It is now 1-0 with one out.
This season, versus left-handed pitchers, Joseph is batting 0.63 with one hit and a 1.74 on base percentage.
Second pitch, low. The count is 2-0. The Phillies only have 3 hits with 1 run and 1 error. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have 5 runs, 11 hits, and 0 errors. First pitch, swing and a miss on a slow off speed. The count is now 2-1 with one out.
Joseph looking for a good hit.
The third pitch. Inside. 84 miles per hour. He really got that inside corner as a strike. The count is now 2-2 with one out.
The Phillies have no one on base.
A foul ball to right field into the sand. The count is still 2-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Luis Avalon has pitched 10 pitches, 5 strikes, and 5 balls. The pitch. A line drive. The Turner on one hop throws to first and retires the second out of the inning as the fans are standing up for Justin Turner.
The ball went straight to him. He turned around fully and threw it as hard as he could straight to Gonzalez at first.
A spinning dive for Turner. As the ball was scorched. Up now is the catcher, Cameron Rupp.
Cameron gets on base. Then we'll go to Nick Pivotta, pitcher of the Phillies.
On deck,
but is, if he gets on base, pinch hitting for
Herrera, who came into the game as part of a double switch. First pitch was a ball. The count is 1-0 with two outs. Deep right field, please. Running hard, running hard. It is another ground rule double.
That is the fourth ground rule double of the game.
As they have been hitting it deep in the corners, but just not enough.
That was Avalon's 13th pitch. It's 6 strikes.
They have Herrera up. Up now is a bull. Abul Herrera.
If he gets on base, then he'll be to the start of the lineup for the Phillies with Cesar Hernandez.
Abdul Herrera is hitting .256 with 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, and 21 hits. Grandal runs out to Taka Avalon. This matchup favors Avalon with the left on left. They were huddled up, Turner and Grandal, probably talking about how they're going to approach him. Herrera getting ready for his first pitch. Avalon into his windup. He fires. Low and inside as Herrera jumps out at a 94 mile per hour fastball. The count is 1-0 with 2 outs. And Cameron Rupp on second.
Avalon has thrown 14 pitches, 7 balls, and 7 strikes.
Avalon looking to end this inning. They have a runner on second. Second pitch, low and outside. The count is 2-0. That was a pretty fast pitch, 94 miles per hour from Avalon. Up next is Cesar Hernandez, the top of the order, the second baseman, who is hitting .326. Abdul steps into the box. Avalon throws. A dribbler down the right. Down a little dribbler down the first base line. As Herrera thought that it hit him, but it didn't, as they tagged him out for the third inning, for the third out of the inning. Let's take a break. The score is 5-1 going into the bottom of the seventh. Count is 0-1.
for three today with a single, a double, and an RBI.
Check swing did not go on the inside pitch. The count is now 1-1 with zero outs. Turner has hit safely in all 10 games at Dodger Stadium this season, hitting .459 with 5 runs, 7 doubles, a home run, 7 RBIs, and 3 hit by.
The pitch inside again, as the count is 1-2.
In late innings, Turner is hitting .455 with 1 home run, 10 hits, and 3 RBIs. For a lead-up hit.
No home runs, 10 RBIs, and 22 hits. As he takes the first outside corner strike, the count is now 0-1. The Dodgers and Turner on first.
The Dodgers really want to ensure their first sweep of the season if they can do it today.
Adrian is batting 1-for-3 today with a strikeout, a single, and a fly ball center.
High and outside, crazy pitch, 1-1.
Who's batting .239.
Outside corner. Adrian was not happy for that call. The count is now 1-2.
This season in late innings, Adrian has hit 1 double and set with 7 hits and a .292 batting average.
To second baseman for out number one.
Turner got back just in time, so there was no double play.
Wait, walking up to the plate, you have Manny Grandal up on deck.
Hernandez had to jump to grab that one. Robbed of it from the yard.
Two line drives in a row by Jeanmar Gomez. This will be his 37th pitch.
Ropes it down to third baseline. Throws to second and throws to first for a double play to end the inning. That's Puig's second double play that he's hit into, and let's take a break. Going into the eighth inning with a 5-1 lead for the Dodgers.
comfort because of the 5-1 lead. Dodgers getting ready. We have number 16 from the Phillies up to bat, Cesar Hernandez. After him on deck, Freddy Galvis.
Hernandez is having 326 with 4 home runs and 10 RBIs.
He's hitting 326 with 4 home runs, 10 RBIs, and 31 hits.
The switch hitter is batting from the left side. This at-bat. The pitch. And in a bunt attempt, fouled back into the net.
Count is now 0-1.
That was a 94-mile-an-hour pitch. Looked to be a little bit outside. Hernandez has struck out 4 times in the late innings.
Pedro Baez's ERA is 1.08, which is really good for the Dodgers bullpen.
Warming up in the Phillies bullpen is Ramos, the right-handed pitcher.
Mile-an-hour pitch, a little bit outside.
Count is now 2-1.
Noah.
And now setting up the pitch. Another ball outside at 95 miles an hour. The count is now 3-1 to Cesar Hernandez.
Pedro Baez has pitched 8.1 innings and has an ERA of 1.08.
The fourth pitch was a 94-mile-an-hour pitch outside again to Hernandez.
So far, Baez is just like Tibet and Ryu when he goes faster on his pitches.
Hernandez with the walk is now at first. And up now is the shortstop, Freddy Galvis.
Again, this switch hitter is batting from the left side, too. He is batting 274 with 3 home runs and 17 hits this season. First right-handed pitchers.
Deep to left field. Cole says he's got it.
He got it. First out.
Left center field. Cole got that one. Routine fly ball.
Number 25, Daniel Nava is up. Then on deck is Michael Franco, their third baseman. Coming into this game, Daniel Nava had 8 RBIs and 2 home runs. And he still has 2 home runs.
The Dodgers are looking to get the double play to get out of this inning.
Daniel Nava is batting 344 with 2 home runs, 8 RBIs, and 11 hits. And an on-base percentage of 488.
Wind up. And the pitch, a fastball outside at 96 miles an hour.
That was Baez's 7th pitch. It's 2 strikes and 5 balls in this game.
The count is now 1-0.
There's one out with a runner on first. Gonzalez is holding him on pretty tight. The pitch, foul back. Nava is batting 438 in the late innings with 7 hits, 4 RBIs, and 5 strikeouts.
The Dodgers have 12 hits in this game, and the Phillies have 4 hits.
Strike 2. for 1-2, now with one out. 86 mile an hour pitch. Nava is batting 250 with two strikes on him. He has four hits and eight strikeouts and 16 at bats. On the season, he has hit two home runs and 11 hits with eight RBIs. The pitch, high and away for ball two.
Counting now, 2-2.
Michael Franco is on deck. He's batting 224 with four home runs.
And in the bullpen, we have E. Ramos getting ready, number 61 for the Phillies, to the bottom of the eighth.
Back to the left, 96 mile an hour pitch. Count stays 2-2. After Franco, batting fifth is their pitcher, surprisingly, number 46, Gomez.
Only one out with a man on first for the Phillies. This will be Baez's 12th pitch.
I wonder if Gomez gets up, if they're going to put a pinch hitter in.
On deck is actually number 7, Michael Franco. Fell back to left, still 2-2. Philly's still looking to get some runners on. Hopefully, to start to lead this eighth inning.
The pitch, high and away.
Full count, one out.
95 mile an hour fastball moves the count to full with one out.
This season, Daniel Nava has a .344 batting average, which is the highest on the team. Second, you have Hernandez.
Ball four. Coming up to bat is Michael Franco.
Man on first and second, one out. On deck is now number 23, Aaron Alter, the center fielder. Rick Honeycutt, the pitching coach, is now going out to get Pedro Baez.
On deck is number 4, Andres Blanco.
Grant Dayton is warming up in the Dodgers bullpen, a lefty. So Baez will stay in the game, but we still have the lefty, Grant, in the bullpen.
Two runners on with their four hitter, Michael Franco up with one out.
Baez would love a ground ball, possibly to get a double play in this inning.
for their batter.
Fly ball into straightaway center field, and that was a reaching fly ball out there for Coles. Pinch hitting for the pitcher, Gomez, is number 4, Andreas Blanco. Blanco is batting 300 on the season with 1 home run, 2 RBIs, and 3 hits.
On deck is number 5, Michael Saunders, the right fielder. Grandal giving an infield sign. Some little discussion on the field, but we're back. Blanco is ready to hopefully hit a ball and get some runs in. With runners on first and second for the Phillies.
.214 batting average. We have Ramos pitching for the Phillies.
First pitch is a fastball away for ball one.
95 miles per hour.
That.
Here comes Chris Taylor, number 3, the second baseman.
Back in the second inning, he hit a solo home run to give us a lead.
On deck, we have Kike Hernandez,
was in for Corey Seager today at shortstop.
Breaking ball.
First pitch, breaking ball, strike one. Inside.
Taylor has a 308 batting average.
Two home runs, five RBIs, and eight hits.
The pitch taken way inside for a ball. That was a off speed. Count is 1-1 with no out. And Osmani on first. The pitch, check swing, but it was on a breaking ball for a strike.
That was Ramos' fifth pitch, and he has three strikes and two balls.
After Kike, it's Baez, the pitcher, and Toles in top.
Strike that three. Last pitch, strike three. Taylor did not like that call. Coming up to the plate is Kike Hernandez.
On deck is pinch hitter number 33, Scott Van Slyke.
And Hernandez has a .239 batting average.
Two home runs, seven RBIs, and 11 hits.
Line drive into center field. Going back is Herrera and caught. Didn't have a great read on that ball, but
Grandal at first, two outs.
Here comes number 33, Scott Van Slyke.
Our player interviewer today was Scott Van Slyke, so let's see what he can do here today. In the bottom of the eighth, his first at-bat.
As a pinch hitter for Pedro Baez. So we should be expecting Grant Dayton in the next inning.
First pitch. A low breaking ball for a ball. On deck we have Andrew Toles. Called strike on the inside part of the plate. That was a breaking ball. The count is 1-1.
This season Van Slyke batting average is .133, but in his career .244.
Taken for another ball, inside and low. That was an 85 mile an hour pitch. Runner on first, let's see what Van Slyke can do. High ball into right center field. And caught by Michael Saunders to end the inning. We are now going to take a break. We did not score any runs, so the score is still 5-1, and we left Grandal on first. We'll be right back at the top of the ninth.
Joseph, but right now number 5, Michael Saunders, the right fielder.
The Dodgers are eager to do some good defense and end this game and win it.
Number 5, Michael Saunders, has a batting average of .247. Going outside, the count is 1-0. Michael Saunders also has 1 home run, 8 RBIs, 19 hits.
And Grant gets ready for his second pitch. Throw. High fly ball to middle of left center field. And it's caught.
Caught by the left fielder, Cody Bellinger. Up now is number 19, the first baseman, Tommy Joseph.
He has 1 home run and 7 RBIs with a .182 average.
Grant Dayton has a 0.00 ERA in 7.2 innings.
Grant throws a strike, 0-1, one out, no runners.
On deck is number 29. Drop.
And the throw. Ball. 1-1.
Dayton has thrown 4 pitches, 2 strikes, and 2 balls.
And fouls back to right field. Almost caught by a fan. Tommy Joseph getting ready, hitting the plate, with Cameron Rupp on deck, number 29, catcher. Starts the windup, throws the ball, high ball, and it's a ball, 2-2. One more strike, and we'll have 2 outs.
Up now is number 29, Cameron Rupp, the catcher.
The Dodgers win this game with 14-12.
Cameron Rupp has an average of .208 with 1 home run, 3 RBIs, and 11 hits.
No runners. And the throw. Swing back to right field. Foul ball.
Colorado is playing Arizona. It's in extra innings, the 10th inning, and the score is 0-0.
The Dodgers had 2 games in a row against the Giants in their series last week, both into the 10th inning. And the throw to center field ground, and number 29 on base, Rupp.
The San Diego Padres and the San Francisco Giants are knotted up at 2 apiece in the 11th inning. The Nationals beat the Mets 23-5 today. Could you imagine if we were calling that game?
Two outs. Grant Tayton was really close.
Herrera is now up.
is an average of 253 with 200. Runner goes. A deep right field. And it is gone. Two-run home run by Herrera. Turns this into a 5-3 ball game. Dodger fans booing mad. Wanted to end the game. Two outs.
Cesar Hernandez coming up.
Although the Dodgers stay positive and want to win this.
But able to get his bat on it and drove it to left center for a home run.
To right center.
Right center.
Grant Dayton has thrown 11 pitches and has gotten 2 runs within those. Grindahl talking with him. Jansen in the bullpen. Possibly ready to come out. Could even been a one-pitch save. Here comes Robert. As he points to the bullpen, Jansen is coming into the game. As Roberts reaches the mound, starts talking to them. Takes the ball and will take a break. Again, 0-2. One more strike and Kenley Jansen can save this. 5-3.